Tonight is Monday night, April 29th, or 20th day of the month of Iyar. This is the Gemara Shir Masechah Sukkah up to Daf Nun Amud Beis.
Okay, Rabotai. We're on Daf Nun Amud Beis. And we're going to see today how the Gemara pursues the issue whether Ika Shira Bepeh or Ika Shira Bekli. Nun Amud Beis, which says Amar Rav Yosef, about a third of the way down. Rav Yosef had said that the machloikis, between Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, and the Chachamim is only concerning the shear of Korban. That's the question, whether it's Doicha Shabbos or not. But everyone is of the opinion that Shir Shol Shoeva is not Doicha Shabbos. Everyone agrees to that. So the Gemara had proposed that what is the kernel of the debate between Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, and the Chachamim? Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda is of the opinion that Ikar Shira Bekli, therefore it's Doicha Avoida. It's part of the Avoida, because the most important part of the Avoida is the musical accompaniment. And the Chachamim are of the opinion Ika Shira Bepeh, it's the verbal song. The Kli is only done Libasume Kala, to augment the song. And as a result, it's not Doicha Shabbos. So now Rabbi Yosef says, Mino Amimi Dibaha Pligi. How do I know that this indeed is the kernel of their machloikis? The sign we learned in the Braisa. Klishores she'oson shel eitz, Rebbe posel, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda makshir. If I make a utensil in the mikdash made out of wood, Rebbe says it's posel, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda makshir. My love, b'hokomivli, should we not suggest that this is the machloikis? Man de machshir savar ika shira bekli v'alfina mi'avuva de Moshe. The one who says that ika shira, the main part of shira, is the musical instruments, and we learn out mi'avuva de Moshe from the Chalil of Moshe Rabbeinu's time. And since the Chalil in Moshe Rabbeinu's time was undoubtedly made out of wood, so too we will now learn from it that all utensils serving in the mikdash can be made out of wood. Man de pasil saver ikashir bepet. And Rebbe, who holds that a wooden utensil is disqualified, he is of the opinion that the primary mitzvah of shira takes place with the singing of the Leviim. And as a result, v'lo yalfinan me'avuva de Moshe. And we do not learn anything from the avuva which was used in Moshe Rabbeinu's time. So there is no, as I said, there is no specific source in the Torah text that there was such a thing in Moshe Rabbeinu's time. Rashi cites the Gemara in Erechin, so I photostated the Gemara in Erechin for you. Page number one, in the middle of the page, there is a brisa, 5-6 lines into the wide lines. Tanu Rabbana, Avuv Haya B'Mikdash. There was an Avuv, which is another word for Chalil. Chalakaya, it was smooth. Dak Haya, it was thin. Shelkana Haya, it was made out of reeds. Umiyamos Moshe Haya, and it was already created at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what's called Avuva de Moshe. It was this Chalil that was used at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Tziva HaMelech v'tzipahu Zahav. There was one king, it doesn't tell us which king it is, some king felt espasnished that you have a wooden utensil singing in the Mikdash. So he instructed them to cover it with gold. V'lo haya kolo arev, And its sound was not as sweet, not as pleasant. It obviously tinkered with the sound. Nitalois tsupoyav, they removed the gold covering. V'haya kolo arev kemosha haya. Then the sound was just the way it was initially. So this particular brisa, which the Gemara is quoting here in Erechin, is the source for our Gemara. That there was an avuv at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was made out of reed. And if you believe that Ikar Shira Bekli, you could now use that as a basis to teach you that every other Kli Shares in the Mikdash could be made out of wood as well. If, however, you hold Ikar Shira Bepeh, as Rebbe does, and that would be the Chachamim's opinion in our Gemara as well, you are of the opinion that you cannot, under those circumstances, it would be disqualified because you can't learn anything from the halacha of Avuva de Moshe.
Is he saying, because we approve of the Kli of Moshe, therefore I know it's Shira B'Kli, or the other way around?
What is that?
Is he?
Now he's saying, if we hold, we're not going to prove anything that whether Ikashir B'Peh for Moshe. If the halacha is, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Sinai and said, Ikar Shira B'Kli, and we know for a fact the Khalil was used, made out of wood.
So we're not learning one from the other.
Absolutely not. We're only learning that Ikar Shira B'Kli by virtue of the fact that he allows a wooden utensil for all other Kli Sharis. That you could make a menorah out of wood. You can make the shulchan out of wood. You can make any utensil, any receptacle that is used to be mekadesh, the soles of a korban mincha, the shemen of a korban mincha, can be made out of wood.
The kli that holds the shemen.
Kli, yeah. When you want to be mekadesh the shemen for a korban mincha, you have to pour it into something that could be made out of wood.
So there's obviously a few steps missing here.
What is that? Because if a kli is used as part of, if ikashira b'kli, that means the Khalil, this Avuv, is a Kli Sharis. It's a Kli used in the service of the Mikdash. So if that is a legal, legitimate Kli, and it was made out of wood, so therefore the reason is, that the reason stands that what? That any utensil could be made out of wood.
Okay, the fact that any utensil could be made out of wood doesn't mean that Ikashira is a Kli or not.
That's correct. That's correct. But why would he say that... But that you could learn from it. There is a fact that the Khalil was made out of wood.
I get that.
If Ikar Shira was Bikli, then...
I don't get that.
Then you could use it as a model for anything else. Because it...
I'm still learning a model that other Kalim can be wood, but that doesn't still teach me that the Ikar...
Correct. We don't say it is. It's given. If you believe that Ikar Shira Bikli... Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu came down and said, this is the halacha. How did anybody know what the halacha is? Either Moshe Rabbeinu said it's Ikar Shira B'Peh, or that's what the Chachamim said. Moshe Rabbeinu said the Levium singing. And the other says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say the Levium sing. He said the Levium playing instruments.
Are these opinions based on the Sora?
What?
Are these opinions based on the Sora?
Whether Ikar Shira Bikli, Ikar Shira B'Peh? Yeah, it's of course it's Mesorah.
So why don't the psukim?
Which psukim?
I mean, they're trying to prove one another that.
That's because you're looking for. We always say that.
So why not you look as Yeshua Moshe?
Does it say that he was singing with a utensil?
Yeah, no, exactly. No, Shira B'Peh.
Right.
Why not to go to the source and understand that the Shira is going to be B'Peh? By Yomeru Lemor.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with Shira and the Mikdash.
No, but Shira is Shira. I mean,
okay, so you're asking a general question. Why would anybody say that Ikar Shira B'Kli? It's a good question. I don't know. Don't know. You know, the Gemara had quoted, you know, Svaris as to what generates the real augmenting of the Korban. Is it the symphony orchestra or is it the choir? You know, I don't know. Yeah.
Can we say though that the actual story itself seems to say that it's the Iker Shira of the Kli? Because they
absolutely not.
All these instruments, that they changed the instrument, the sound was terrible, then they had insisted on going back the other way. And it was very important that the sound.
Whether it's just to augment or the primary, they wanted it to sound nice. You can't prove anything from that story, whether Iker Shira b'Kli or Iker Shira b'Peh. So this is what the Gemara says. So the question which everybody asks is, let's assume the Gemara here is operating an assumption that the only utensil that was used in the singing is this single chalil. There were other utensils in the Mikdash, which were undoubtedly made out of metal. So perhaps, even if you hold Ika Shira Bikli, how do you know that this Khalil is the design to do what? The utensil from which you're going to learn that a wooden utensil happens to be okay? Maybe Ika Shira Bikli is all the other utensils. Whatever was playing. Other things that were playing. And this was done because it had a nice, cute little sound. But how do you prove from that Iker Shira B'Kli, and therefore what? You're going to say that it's kosher with a piece of wood. So the answer is, we saw a Mishnah, which says that there are 12 days a year in which they played the Chalil. We mentioned this, Rashi quotes it. Yud Bet Yom, look at the Rashi. On the Rashi, B'Dibur HaMaskel B'Shir Shel Korban. There is another Mishnah in Erechin which says, Yud Bet Yom, should be on the sheet. Yud Bet Yom Bashana Hechalil Makal Lefnei HaMizbeach. There were 12 days a year when this Chalil used to play in the front of the Mizbeach. What do you mean? Only 12 days a year you say Shira? You say Shira every single day of the year. So what does the Mishnah mean? 12 days a year, you're supposed to say, the Chalil plays. The Chalil plays. So there was a Machloikas HaRishonim, how to understand this Gemara in Erechin. Some say it means that there was the Chalil all year long, and there were other musical instruments all year long. On these 12 days, the Chalil had the solos. Was the solo instrument. And therefore it's called the Chalil. That's not what appears from the Rambam though. The Rambam says, if there is a Mishnah that says, Hechalil Makah, what does that mean, Hechalil Makah? To the exclusion of everything else. And as a result, if it is to the exclusion of anything else, you now can infer that if you hold Iker Shira B'Kli, what could that phrase only mean on those 12 days a year? What is the only possibility it could refer to? To the Chalil, to the Avud. And as a result, you would then be able to posit the halacha that what? That every utensil made out of wood could be derived from this Chalil of Moshe. And that's how the Rambam seems to indicate. That the Rambam writes that on those 12 days, the Chalil was the only one. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us. Not just that it's Chalil amongst the other utensils. Why would I have a Mishnah to tell me all of a sudden that the Chalil is amongst the other? But that's the way Rashi actually learns in that sugya. But it works out very, very well according to the Rambam. Yeah. Well, we're getting right there. Says the Gemara, no, This is not the debate between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Lo. Lo. That's not correct. Dekuli Alma Ikashira Bekli. The machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, as to whether or not you can learn out other utensils from this chalil, has nothing to do whether ikashira bekli or ikashira bepeh. Everyone agrees ikashira bekli. So what are they arguing about? The hacha bidonin efshar mishii efshar kamiflagi. Can you learn something out where it is possible to do to engage in an alternative from something for which an alternative is not available? Namely, when you make a kli shareis to accept the flour of a korban mincha, does it make any difference as to whether or not you put the flour into a wooden utensil or into a metal utensil? No. There, I would opt for metal, because metal was considered much more chashuv than wood. Why was the chalil made out of wood? Why? Because the sound came out better. So the debate between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rebbe, whether an ordinary kli shareis can be made out of wood, is nothing to do with ikashir beper, ikashir bekli. Everybody holds ikashir bekli. The question is, can you learn out ordinary kli shareis from this avuv for which it's efshar? Let's read the Gemara again, inside. Lo, the kuli alma ikashir bekli. V'hacha bidonin efshar mishii efshar kamiflagi. Man de machshir savar donin efshar mishii efshar. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you are allowed to make kli shareis shel eitz, believes you can learn out all other kli shareis from this one, despite the fact that this one, the chalil, had no potential alternatives. Uman the pasul, and Rebbe is of the opinion, savar, lo donin efshar mishii efshar. You can never derive a halacha from something for which there was no legitimate alternative. Therefore, the avuv, the chalil of Moshe's time, had to be made out of wood. But that doesn't reflect upon all other kli shareis which could and preferably have been what? Had been made out of right. Okay. Now, yeah. Now, take a look at Rashi. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi v'diber hamaskel ein donin efshar v'shi'i efshar. Critical Rashi. Rashi says, Rebbe would hold ein donin, you can't learn out a regular kli shareis from what? From what? From efshar. From something like the chalil. Sha'ar kelim efshar shiyu shel mateches v'hein mechubadim. Other utensils could have been made out of metal, and that would be far more dignified than a shtickel holz, a piece of wood. Hilkach mimiminora yalfinan velo me'avuv shel Moshe. Therefore, what now becomes the standard as to what you're allowed to make a kli shareis from? The menorah, and not the what? And not the what? And not the avuv shel Moshe. The Hasam Tama, there the reason why the Avuv Shel Moshe is made out of wood, Mishum She'i Efshar La'aso Shel Matzeches. Kidim Efarish Be'erchem, we just read the Gemara. Shitzipahu Zahav, V'lo HaYakolov Arev. Nitalo Es Tzipoyav, they removed the gold-plated covering, V'HaYakolov Arev. Uman De Machshir, Savar Donin Efshar Mishii Efshar. And the other one, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you are allowed to learn out a halacha in general from something that for another reason had to be shaleitz. Efshar de mikol makom ashkechan kli shareis de'etz. I find one kli shareis, even though it had to be made out of wood, therefore I can make all other kli shareis out of wood. Now, Rashi said, if I hold Ein Don in Efshar Mishi'i Efshar, where are you going to learn the halach of Kli Shareis from? What are you going to compare Kli Shareis from? To what?
The Menorah.
Why only the Menorah? Why can't you compare it to the Shulchan?
Wood.
Oh, so perfect! Make it out of wood? Why do you... What?
It's coated, that's tikkun.
What's tikkun?
The Shulchan, isn't it?
So what? So tikkun. So what?
So that was the case over there with the Avuv, but they overlaid.
But the Avuv, they had to remove it because it impacted the sound.
Yeah,
the Shulchan doesn't impact the sound.
But when they overlaid,
there's no sound.
That was considered metal, wasn't it?
That's what we're going to talk about.
The Aron itself, same thing. Yeah.
Everything, the Aron, the Shulchan, the Mizbech HaKtoires, they're all made of Atzei Shittin. How did we translate Atzei Shittin? Pimsenholz. Whatever that means, Pimsenholz. That's what my Rebbe said in the fourth grade, in the second grade. Pimsenholz. Anybody know what Pimsenholz is? No. That's what it is, Atzei Shittin. So why is it that you learn all of the utensils only from the menorah? Only from menorah. So, the answer is, because since they are covered with gold, they too are considered not wood any longer, but what are they considered? Mateches. Let's see. Please take sheet number 2. Any of you who's been to a bar mitzvah siyum has heard this Mishnah 4,000 times. 4,000 times, because it's the last Mishnah in Chagiga. So if you do a Siyum on Seder Moed, you've heard this 50,000 times. 50,000 times. And I take a little credit for this practice. I take credit. For all these bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah girls, I was the first one that did it with somebody, Yehuda Stark. And many, no one had ever done it before. It was a new thing in Teaneck. I take full credit for that revolution that some bar and bar mitzvah kids should be learning something in conjunction with the seal, with their bar mitzvah.
Why is it always not?
What?
What is it?
It was never done.
Well, I'm saying, what are they learning? Boycott?
No, to learn something in honor of your bar, make a seal at your bar mitzvah. So here they made a seal on Seder Moed. This Mishnah, which again is the last Mishnah in Maseches Chagiga, the last Mishnah of Seder Moed.
Everyone always choose Moed. Though.
What?
Why does everyone always choose Moed?
Because it's something that you're familiar with. You're going to do your Nashim and the Zikin when you're 12 years old. It's difficult enough to do Moed. So anyhow, the Mishnah says, I had mercy on a tree, the last three words of the previous page. The Mishnah said, when we all come to make Aliyah L'Regel, the Kohanim would make an announcement. Please don't touch the Shulchan. Please don't touch the Shulchan. He Zoharu Shelo Tigu Bashulchan. Kol HaKelim Shahayu B'Mikdash Yesh Lahem Shniim Ushlishim She'im Nitnu Harishonim Yaviu Shnehem Tachtehem. All of the other utensils had backups. There was a backup menorah, a backup mizbeach. So if some Am Ha'aretz who was Tameh touched it, nothing to worry about. What did you do? You bring out the backup. The Shulchan, backups don't work. The reason is because we read in Parshat Teruma that the Lechem HaPanim have to be on the Shulchan Lifanai Tamid every second of the day. So if somebody were to touch the Shulchan, that would disqualify the Shulchan. They would have to take the showbreads off. They may have become Tameh as well. And then to start baking new things, so there would be a fraction of the day during which there were no Lechem HaPanim on the Shulchan. Therefore the Kohanim went around telling everybody, don't touch the Shulchan. Don't touch the Shulchan. Continues the Mishnah. Kol HaKelim Shehayu B'Mikdash Teunin Tevilah. Every utensil in the Mikdash required Tevilah. Just it, what happens if somebody did touch it? And as a precaution, after Yom Tov, when all the dummies, Ami Aretz, touched it, then what did they used to do? They used to immerse it in the mikvah. Chutz mi mizbach hazahav umi mizbach hanechoshet. The mizbach hazahav, the one made out of covered with gold, and the one covered with copper, did not require tvila. Why? Mipnei shehein kikarka. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Because in Parshat Yitro, the Torah describes a mizbeach as mizbach adama ta'aseli. Make me a mizbeach out of earth. Now earth, ground, sand, is not the Kabbal Tumah. So since the mizbeach is described as mizbach adama, the mizbeach halachically, even though the mizbach hazahav in the mikdash and in the mishkan and the mizbach hanachoshet were not made out of adama, they are halachically treated like adama, and therefore they're never mekabel tumah. If they are never mekabel tumah, they don't need tvila. So says Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachamim omrin mitnei shehem mitzupin. Okay, go to page 3, flip side. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, here it is. The Gemara now offers two opinions as to what exactly the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Eliezer. Kol hakelim shebemikdash. Yesh lahem shniyim. Why is the Mizbeach considered an exception? Because it's Mizbach hanachoshet dechsiv Mizbach adama ta'aseli. And the Mizbach adama is, it says, Va'asis alav et olatecha v'eshlamecha. And what did they do in the Mishkan? Which Mizbeach did they offer the Ola and the Shlamim? On the Mizbach HaNechoshet. And Mizbach HaZahav Dechsiv Et HaMenorah V'HaMizbechot. Iskish Mizbechot Zelozeh. Even though there were no animals brought on the Mizbach HaZahav, it was only Kitoret, nonetheless, it's compared to the Mizbach HaNechoshet, which was identified as what? Mizbach Adama. Therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, they did not need Tvila. V'chachomim omrim v'vnei shehen mitzupin. Ask the Gemara. Adarabba, sepunkapoye. Kevan de mitzupin ninhu mitamu. Since they are plated with gold, they are no longer made out of wood. They are now considered metal utensils. And a metal utensil does mekabel tum, is mekabel tuma, and should require a tvila. Answers the Gemara, Ema, the chachamim, mitamin, mipnei shehem mitzupin. Just revise the words of the Mishnah. Indeed, the chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that the Mizbechot are not Mekabel Tumah because they are compared to Mizbach Adama. Chachamim say, that's nonsense. Because of the fact that they are plated, they now have a status of Kli Mateches. And a Kli Mateches can become Tameh, and therefore it too requires Tivila. The Iba Yisema, Rabbanon L'Rabbi Eliezer Ka'amre. The second opinion is Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbanan were not disagreeing but saying something Aliba the Rabbi Eliezer. My da'atech mishum de mitzupin miftil batel tzipuyin gabayu. Ma da'atech mishum What do you think? You might think that what? That because it has what? Tzipui, it's now to be considered what? Metal. As what? As metal. Say the Chachamim, no. We agree with you. and it does not mekabel toma, despite the fact that what? That they are mitzupe. Why? Because mivtal batel tzipuyin gabayu. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Somehow.
Then what happened? What do you think he's answering?
The metal doesn't count. I don't know. It's butter.
What? It's bottle to the wood. Exactly. That's the simple reading. It's bottle to the wood.
Where do you see wood in that sense?
What?
Well, how do you know it's bottle to the wood?
Because the mizbeach was made out of wood.
Underneath
the nechoshes and the zon was atzei
sheikh. There was no dirt there?
None whatsoever. The only thing that's why it's called mizbeach is because the Torah identifies a mizbeach as mizbeach. It was never made out of dirt. The pasuk says, Vasisa mizbeach atzei sheitim. That's what it says.
The burning place can't be wood. The wood would burn.
That's why it's covered with either copper, with copper. The mizbech hachitzon was covered with copper. So the way the simple reading of the e-bayis ema is, what's the e-bayis ema? That the chachamim do not disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. They do not. The first opinion is that they disagree. Why? Because it's mitzupeh. It's now a halacha in what? It's a kli matris. Therefore, it does become tameh, and it required tefillah, just like every other utensil in the mikdash. The Ibai Yisema says no. They're like elaborating on Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said that what? No. That they are to be considered like a mizbach adama. Hi, what happened to the tzipui? They were covered with zahava the choshes. Said the Rabbanan in defense of Rabbi Eliezer. No, they are not. Batel mivtal tzipui. The tzipui is incidental to the primary mizbeach. So says the Gemara. Take a look at the Rambam. Next page, page 4. Take a look at the Rambam. This is Perek Yud Aleph. Hilchos mitame mishkav Moshe, not exactly Rambam, which I learned every day of the week. Halacha Yud Aleph, says the Rambam. Achar haregel b'motzo yom tov hayu matbilin kol hakelim shehayu b'mikdash. After Yantiv, after every shalosh v'galim, they would immerse all of the utensils in the mikvah.
These
shenagu b'hen ame ha'aretz v'regel b'shas achar.
Is ame ha'aretz kohanim?
No. That's a debate.
How do I get there?
Oh, so that's a question.
Yeah.
So what they did was, they wanted the people to see the... They carried the utensils. Show, hey, take a look at the Mizrah. They carried them out. That's what's done. Another interpretation is that he's an Amaratz Kai and it was inside. That's the debate. But it's undoubtedly Amaratz. Ulefikach, says the Rambam, Hayu Omrin Lohen Al Tigu Bashulchan. Please, don't touch the shulchan. B'sha'ah shimarin oto le'olei regalim. At the time when they're showing it to the... So in all probability, what they did was, they picked up the utensils and brought them into the Ezras Nashim, where men and women were standing there, looking at display of the beautiful utensils of the mikdash. Sh'kidei sh'lo yitameh b'mago achar haregel. V'nimtza tzarech tvila, the Harev Shemesh. They would need immersion, and they have to wait until sunset until they would be acceptable again. V'ne'emar b'lechem apanim lefanai tamid. You can't have 5 seconds without the lechem apanim on the shulchan. Therefore, they told him, do not touch the shulchan. Yeah.
You also had menorah had to be lefanai tamid, right near tamid.
Does the menorah have to be tamid?
You have to do it every day.
Yeah, right.
But the menorah when it was not lit during the day, was it?
But it was the menorah. That's a machlokes the Rambam in the right and all of the Rishayim.
Why did they just say don't touch anything?
That's what they did. They probably did that, but they didn't trust everybody, so they specifically said, you know, make sure at least don't touch the shulchan. Now look at the Rambam. V'chol hakelim hayu tu'unin tvila v'harif shemesh chutz mi mizbach ha'zahav u'mizbach ha'nechoshes Mipnei shetzipu yehen kibitelin legabehem. Because their trim, the nechoshes and the zahav, is batel to what? To the fact that it's made out of wood, which we now compare and identify as what? Mizbach adama. So says the Rambam.
What does the word gabehen literally mean?
What?
Gabehen, what does that literally mean?
Against itself. Against itself. It's batel to the essence of the mizbeach. Essence. So here we have no problems with this Rambam. None whatsoever. Very simple. So who does the Rambam paskin like? Like the second answer of the Gemara. Like an Igadami, which the Rambam always, the Rambam and the Rif, whenever they see two answers in the Gemara, they always pass it like a Ika de Amri the Lishna Basra. Standard rule of the Rambam and the Rif. However, there is another Rambam in which the Ravid says, what in the world are you talking about, Mr. Rambam? Turn to page 5. I'm going to give you the plain halacha, then you're going to see, you're going to read the Rambam, and you will be the Ravid and say, Rambam, what are you talking about? Here is the halacha. The halacha is that pshutei kli'eitz are not mekabel tumah. Any utensil that is flat, does not have a receptacle piece in it, can't be mekabel tumah. Can never, a mace can touch it and it doesn't, it's not tame. A kli eitz can only become tame if it has a base kibul, a receptacle. That's the golden rule. Now let's read the Rambam. V'chei kli eitz o etzem sheyesh bohen base kibul shitzipam b'mateches. If I have a utensil made out of wood. That, what type of wood is it? That has a Beit Kibul. That has a Beit Kibul. But I decorated it with what? With gold or silver or copper. Ein mikablin tumah. They do not, what? Receive tumah. Me'achar shitzipam. Once you what? You cover them, bitlam, it bitlam, what does bitlam mean? What does bitlam mean?
I guess the matechet bitelta too.
Correct. The matechet was, the way the word means, the matechet was mevatel this kli, v'hatzipui atzmo tahor. What is he talking about? What is he talking about? What's he talking about? What is he talking about? Based on the Rambam which we just learned, what would you say about a utensil that has a wood utensil that has plated gold on it? Is it wood or metal?
Wood.
It's wood. That's what the Rambam said previously. It's wood. So what's he saying here? What should the Rambam have said here? What should the Rambam have said here? That in this case, what should he have said? That you know why it's not Mekabel Toba? First of all, one second. Should this utensil be Mekabel Toba or not?
Yes.
Why? Because it has a base kibul. Mm-hmm. And a kli eitz that has a base kibul is Mekabel Toba. So the Ravid says, if the Rambam had written the halacha by a plain piece of wood that does not have base cable, I would understand, Rambam, what you're talking about. Namely, I have a piece of wood that what? That could not become tamei. But now, what did I do? I plated it. So I could have had a havamina that once you plated it, it's no longer pshute kli eitz. It's a what? It's a matechas, and it should be mekabel. So the Rambam will say no, just like he over there. It's batel, and hence it remains tahor. The case that the Rambam is talking about is what? is a kli sheyeshlo base kippel. So then, and now, what happens to the mateches? No, to the tzipui.
Unless he filled in so much of his gold and took away the base kippel.
He doesn't say that. It says tzipui shetzipam b'mateches.
It says she's b'mateches.
He would have said that. That's critical information. Right, and he uses the wrong expression. He changes his mind. He says, now that I've what? Now that I've plated it, what did it do to the status of the utensil? What did I do to the status after I plated it?
Now it's metal.
Now it's metal. So why is it not makabatum?
Because it took away the status of the base kippel.
What?
Somehow it took away the status of the base kippel.
Why?
I don't know. Either.
And the Hatsi. How?
And that's the question. Either he filled it in so much it no longer had a base kippel.
Good. So then, what is it?
And that's why he says, Hatsi Kuyat Smot Tahar. So it's no longer a base kippel.
Okay, perhaps, it doesn't seem to say that when you plate something, that you remove the kippel from it.
But the base kippel. But he has that unusual phrase,
shetzipam bitlam. No, you have the comma. Me'acha shetzipam bitlam.
Right, how did that happen?
Halachically. Could be.
I think it's like what you said, because now the base kippel is metal. Whatever you're putting in there is
so why shouldn't it be makabatum?
It should be makabatum.
It should. And he's saying it's tahar.
He's wrong on both counts.
That's what the Ravid says. I don't know what the Ravid's talking about.
But Rashi over here.
And there's a long kesef mishnah here.
We're going to say that Mizbeach is different.
What is that?
You're saying Mizbeach is different? He's saying just not Mizbeach?
No, why? No, that's no. The halacha, the Gemara didn't say that the Mizbeach is different. The Gemara answered that Tzipui doesn't count. Tzipuyin don't count. That's what the Gemara said. Tzipui doesn't count. So you should just know that this Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchas Kalim, Halacha Dalet, is a very difficult Rambam. So when you go to work tomorrow, somebody, you can ask somebody, you know, pshat that Rambam. Difficult machloik is the Rambam of the Ravid. What's that Rambam talking about in light of the Rambam which we saw, how he formulates the halacha concerning in the Mishkan, about the Mishkan, about after Riyanta? Just, it's a very difficult Rambam.
When he says Moshe B'Yarnu, do we know what he's talking
about? No, that's Ravid also says, where in the world did he explain it? It's very, very difficult.
Why can't you say that the Rambam holds that only in the case of Mizbeach? Is it this unusual?
Because the Gemara didn't answer Shani Mizbeach. The Gemara in Chagiga said,
look at the Rashi. The Rashi says, Dirachmana Kara Eitz L'chul Ho. Ubalav Haikra Nami Lo Mekable Tuma. So it's unique to Mizbeach because of the Pasuk.
But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says,
the Gemara, on that line of Mibatel Bata Betzui Tegavayu.
Right.
Rashi there says, Durachmana Kara Eitz. It's a special halacha there. I'm not sure, I don't know.
Maybe, could be.
That's what we said.
Possible. It's not what it seems to say in the Gemara. And what's the first opinion then? What happened to the pasuk that called it wood? According to the first opinion, what did the Chachamim say? We disagree with you. They are Mitabe because they are what? Because it's now a metal utensil. So what happened to the pasuk?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a good... I don't know.
So there's no answer to this?
There's no answer to that. There is an answer. It's a 5-page Mishnah Lamelech and a 5-page Kesef Mishnah. And I didn't have the patience to go through it.
Okay.
Lama Gein Vaita. That's your homework for the next month. Lama Gein Vaita. Now the Gemara suggests another answer to explain the machloikis as to whether or not you can make a klisharis out of wood. Iba Yusayma. The Kuli Alma Ikashir Bepeh. Everyone is of the opinion that Ikashir Bepeh. The Ain Dunin Efshar Mishi'i Efshar. And you can't compare anything to what? To something which could not have been done other than wood, like the Khalil, and learn on any other klisharis from it. V'hacha b'melif minora bichlola yuprate oberibi umiute kamifli. The debate between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rebbe, whether a klisharis of wood is good, hinges upon a method of derivation. There are several ways how you darshan psukim. One way which you learn darshan psukim is called a klal, pratu klal. And the other one which you darshan is called ribui, miut, ribui. They are very, very similar, almost identical, and it's hard to understand why you call one, why would you, what's the basis of the machloikas? They both deal with the following. There is a general phrase, a specific phrase, followed by a general phrase. So now the Gemara is going to say, Rebbe didarish klala yuprate. Rebbe darshan this the psukim, which the Gemara will set, quote in a second, in the category of a klal uprat. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda darush ribu yumiyut. Rebbe darish klal uprate. Here is the pasuk. It says ve'asisa minorat zahav tahar miksha te'aseha minorah. That's the pasuk. So here is the drash. V'asisa minorat klal. Just make a minorah. V'asisa minorat. Stop right there. Make a minorah. Generates the impression it can be made out of what? Anything. Out of anything. Zahav tahor prak. It can only be made out of gold. Miksha te'aseh ha-minorah. You should make the minorah oiski klapt from one piece of whatever it is, one piece of something. No, that's the way. That's the pshat. But he's saying that this is another klap. It could be oiski klapt, carved out of anything, as long as it's a single piece. That's a klal. So here is the rule: klal prat uklal iatadan elokeina prat. Whenever you have this formulation of a general, a specific item mentioned, and a general, the halacha is that the general must take on the characteristics of the detailed one, of the prat. Ma haprat mefurish shel mateches, just as the prat, zahav tahor, happens to be metal, af kol shel mateches, therefore all utensils have to be made out of what? Out of metal only.
Yeah.
Correct. But it's a...
Okay.
So, but the Gemara never looks at it. It's ke'ein ha-prat. Not the halacha is klal u'prat u'klal. Ein ha-todan ela ke'ein ha-prat. Not mashi b'prat. Ke'ein ha-prat. It means you look for a feature of the prat and you limit the klal to the features of the prat. So the prat is zahav. So it's mateches. So now you claim that kli shoreis can be made out of anything out of metal.
How do you know that goes to apply to all kelim, to menorah?
Because we're learning from menorah. We're learning from menorah. But we'll learn. That's what drushes do. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, darish ribui umiyut umiyut. Rabbi Yosi looks at the same pasuk and darshans it not in the rule of klal uprat, but ribui miut ribui. For asisa minorat riba, make a menorah, any type of menorah. Zahav tahor miet, it eliminates something. Mikshe teyaseha menorah chazav riba. So the rule is riba umiut v'riba riba hakol. Whenever you have this type of formulation, it means to include not only Zahav Tahar, but everything. So then if it includes everything, why do we need a prat in the first place? Mm-hmm. My Rabbi Kolmili. My Miet, Miet Shalcheres. I eliminate only what? An earthenware utensil. That's no good. Why? So what am I left with? A wooden one is good. A wooden one is good.
But,
I know.
So
It's not wood. Cheres is made out of dirt, but not made out of wood. That's how he darshes. And as a result, a kli sharis can be learnt out from the halacha menorah based on the pasha of ribui, miut, and ribui. I cannot explain what is the difference between the two. There is no difference, except that it's a different drasha. It's different schools of drash. One school of drash looked at all of that and called it a klal pratu klal, and followed the rules of klal pratu klal. And the other school of drash called it ribui miut ribui and followed the rules. I can't see what the difference is between the two, and why he said this one does this. Seems pretty much the same to me. I can't explain it unless you're familiar with midrashei halacha and how the Chachamim used each one of the Shlosh Esrei Midot in a specific fashion, and what tipped them off that I should darshan it this way and not that way. I don't have a handle on that. But anyhow, what have we gone? What has the Gemara rejected? It's no longer dependent upon what? Ikashir b'kli, ikashir b'peh. That's not. Everybody can either hold ikashir b'kli, or everybody can hold ikashir b'peh. So that's not the basis of the machloikis, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rebbe. If that's the case, maybe that's not the core, the kernel of the machloikis by us either. Whether or not the shear shel korban is doicha Shabbos or not, might not revolve around the machloikis ikashir b'peh, ikashir b'kli. We don't know, because we haven't found a definitive source that is the debate according to Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, let's try something else. Amarav Papa, Kitanoi, top of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Says Rav Papa, we'll try something else. Amachloikas Tanoi. The Sanya we learned in a Braisa. Avdei Kohanim, Hoyu. Who were these people playing the clay shear during the korban? They were the servants of Kohanim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishpachas Beit HaPigarim, Umishpachat Beit Siparia, Uma'amum Hayu, Shehayu Masiyin LeKuhuna. Rabbi Yossi says they were not Levim, but they were not Avadim either. They were Yisraelim who were worthy of what? Of marrying into the family of a Kohen. What? Yes. Yeah, Nevet Kanaim. Why not? He's a Jew to some extent. And Nevet Ivri is a full-fledged Jew. It means a Nevet Kanaim. Says Rabbi Chanina ben Atignos Omer Leviim Hoy. Rabbi Chanina ben Atignos says, who is playing the musical instruments? A Levi. So now, what's the core of Machloikis here? Whether what? They were Leviim or they were non-Leviim. My la b'hokam iflegi. Demand the Omer avodim hayu kasava ikashir b'peh. So the Leviim were assigned only to the choir. And therefore, Avadim could be what? Could be the ones playing the musical instruments. And as a result, under those circumstances, you have to what? Have to have a Levi. That's why you have to have a Levi.
With the middle guy?
The middle guy, he also will believe that Ikashir B'peh, and he said that it couldn't have been Avadim for a different reason, an extraneous reason. The Gemara will explain it. Says the Gemara, V'tizbara, Rabbi Yossi, my kasavar. What is Rabbi Yossi's opinion? I kasavar, I kashir b'peh, afilo Avadim nami. If the main fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shira was done by verbal singing the choir, so he could have allowed an Eved to play the musical instruments as well. I kasavar, I kashir b'kli. And if he believed that the main kiyum of Shira was done through what? Through the utensils, then Leviim in Yisraelim lo. So what did it help to have these highly recommended families of Kehuna? Ela, the Gemara says, no. The kuliyama ikashir bepeh. Everybody is of the opinion that ikashir bepeh. Ubahakum iflim. The mar sava hachi have a masa. Umar sav hachi have a masa. One said that there were slaves. The other guy said it was these Israelim. Says the Gemara, l'mayin hafkabina. Why would I quote a brisa about some historical information that what? That what? That has no relevance to us whatsoever. That's going to quote a brisa? Answers the Gemara, l'mayin hafkabina, l'ma'alon l'mducha l'yuchsen, u'l'maser kamiflagi. Man the amar avadim hayu kasavar ein ma'alin miduchan l'yuchsen v'lo l'maser. Uman the Amma Yisrael hayu kasaver malin miduchan liyuchsin avolol lemaser. Uman the Amma Leviim hayu kasaver maalin miduchan bein liyuchsin bein lemaser. The question is, what impression will be observed by a casual observer? Casual observer. So one opinion says a casual observer knows that he can bring no proof whatsoever from the fact who's playing the musical instruments. You can't prove anything. I can't assume anything. I can't assume that he's from a prestigious family who should marry a Kohen. I can't presume that he's a Levi to like give a Masa Rishon. So if you're not allowed to make any halachic assumptions from the people playing the musical instruments, so therefore you might as well have a what? An Eved. That's his opinion. The second opinion says that no, from the Dukhan, from those on the platform playing, you have a right to extract one conclusion. If you're worthy of what? Worthy of what? Marrying into the Kahuna family. So therefore, an Eved would never be acceptable, because if you would have an Eved, you would think that an Eved, you're allowed to marry an Eved. And you're now allowed to marry a Shifcha Kananis. Not allowed to. Or an Eved Kanani, you're not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. So, but he also believes that you could never identify somebody who's kosher from Maaser from the fact that he's up on the Duchen. So therefore it doesn't have to be a Levi. And the third opinion says no. We can extract from here that if somebody's up on the Dukhan, you can say, oh, he's worthy of what? Kahuna marriage? And he's worthy to what? To eat Maser. Well, must be a Levi. But they're not arguing whether Ikashira Bepeh or Ikashira Bekli, says the Gemara. That's how the Gemara ends. So Rab Yosef made a proposal that ikashir b'kli, ikashir b'peh, and the Gemara rejected. We don't know. That may not be the kernel of machloikis between the two of them. For Rab Yirmiyah Barava, we read this last week. Let's just read it now again. Rab Yirmiyah Barava Amar no. Machloikis b'shir shol shoeva. The machloikis between Rab Yosef, Rab Yirmiyah and Chachamim is only by the shir of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Savar Simchi Yisera Nami Doiches Hashabbos. The Rabbanon Savrei Simchi Yisera Einu Doiches Hashabbos. Abel Bashir Shel Korban Divrei Hakol Avoidahi V'Doiches Hashabbos. But Shir Shel Korban, everybody says is Doiches Hashabbos. Everybody is Doiches Hashabbos. So the simple way of reading the Gemara, we pointed out last week, the Rambam doesn't do that. But the simple way of pointing out the Gemara is that if you believe that, if everybody believes that Shira Bikli is Doicha Shabbos of the Korban, must be you paskin that what? How do you paskin? Ikashira Bikli. That's why it's Doicha Shabbos according to everybody. And we pointed out last week that the Rambam split his psak. The Rambam says Ikashira Bepeh, and nonetheless, he holds that the utensils are Doicha Shabbos. Not going to go through the whole shir again. But that's where we're up to. That's where we're up to. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here and we'll continue next to Vach. Moving right along.
must be a record how much Gemara we read.
What?
That must be a record how many Gemara we read in a day.
Yeah, that's true. Wanted to cut, you know, cover some ground.